rallies featuring the controversial British anti-trans activist Kelly J. Keane Minchell, a.k.a. Posy Parker, will go ahead in Auckland and Wellington this weekend if she is not stopped at the border. But her entry into New Zealand is under review after neo-Nazis performing Nazi salutes paraded in Melbourne at the weekend in support of or coincidentally there or in opposition to the rally. The jury is still out on that. The Australian state of Victoria is now going to criminalise the Nazi salute after the ugly scenes outside the state parliament. The state banned the display of the swastika last year, and now the state's Attorney General, Jacqueline Symes, says the Nazi salute will be banned as well.
The behaviour we saw on the weekend was just disgusting. It was cowardly. It's clear that this symbol is being used to incite hatred against a variety of minority groups, people that believe others don't belong in Victoria. It's been used as a recruitment tool. Victorians have zero tolerance for it and will take active steps to make it illegal, much the same way as we did with the Nazi Huck and Cross or the Nazi hate symbol being the swastika.
Kelly J. Keane Minchell is the founder of the group Standing for Women. Last night she posted a nearly 10-minute tirade on Twitter where she issued this threat to our Prime Minister.
Tell you what, Mr. Prime Minister, Chris Hipkins, let me just tell you this. Revoke my visa at your peril. Let's see what happens. It's hilarious. It's absolutely hilarious. So, Chris Hipkins, roll the dice, my friend. I don't think you'll dare to keep me from coming into New Zealand. But we'll see.
For more of her background and international profile, I spoke to our UK correspondent, Nina Maria Potts.
Well, she's a hugely controversial figure, a campaigner and podcaster. She's described herself as a women's rights activist. She's the founder of the group Standing for Women, and essentially she's an anti-transgender rights activist. She's used all kinds of different methods for promoting an anti-trans message, both in Britain and in the United States. She originally comes from the West Country in the UK. Her position is mainly to oppose laws and policies that involve the legal recognition of transgender people. She's also opposed to the participation of transgender athletes in sports, sports that match their gender. She's opposed to hormone replacement therapy. All of this is under the auspices of Standing Up for Women, which is the organization that she founded 3 years ago. She's had numerous run-ins with people. She's publicly tried to humiliate and protest people who support transgender rights. And that pattern of activism goes back years.
I see that she is offside with an organization that opposes gender self-identification for trans people. It's called Women's Place UK. And it has even disinvited Kelly Jane Keane Minchell from a meeting because of her stated views on race and religion. What are her views on that? Why is she going there?
Well, she's been very outspoken about the Muslim community in the UK, especially the Pakistani community. Has made statements about them. She's also associated herself with the far right. One well-known incident was her public harassment of Sarah McBride, a transgender rights activist, on Capitol Hill. She recorded herself on a Facebook Live yelling at Sarah McBride and misgendering Sarah McBride. And she has appeared, although she sometimes claims not knowingly, with members of the far right. Her views on religion and race have obviously caused a lot of controversy and protest in the UK. But she's found a home, within the context of the culture wars in the United States with the American hard conservative, hard right.
When you say she's associated herself with the far right, is that, as far as you know, strictly correct? I mean, in Melbourne, we saw images of people in black giving the Nazi salute while she was there, as if in support of her. Her supporters say that they were there because they hate feminists and they were opposed to her. What's your take?
Well, she has said that she denounces any association or anything to do with Nazism, and she abhors it. The trouble is that as she's become increasingly controversial, and as she has gathered support among especially the far right behind her, it's much more difficult, I think, to draw a hard line between what she represents and what they represent.
It's free speech versus hate speech, and it's almost impossible to tell the difference these days.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. I mean, she started making headlines back in 2015, 2016, 2018. She's been more and more outspoken on social media. As you said earlier, she's faced allegations of racism, of white supremacy. And she has also just run into difficulties over donations involving far-right organizations. So, yeah, I mean, it is difficult to draw that line. But I think she's not entirely innocent from holding controversial views that go beyond free speech.
And that was Nina Marie Potts. I was speaking to her a little while ago.